Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article from the 19th China Fa Wei, entitled Master Told Me to Save People, So I Do, by a fallen DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on November 13, 2022. Part 1. Master Blessed My Whole Family. I am 82 years old this year and have been practicing Falun DAFA for 20 years. I've experienced many miracles. I was born in a rural area and had 6 siblings. My parents were very poor and couldn't afford for me to go to school, so I could not read or write. After I married, I had to work hard to help support my family and raise 2 children. As a result of the heavy workload, I developed many health issues. Sometimes my daughter-in-law had to spend her entire month's salary on medicine for me. In 2002, I started practicing Falun DAFA, also known as Falun Gong. At that time, I had severe cataracts and I could not see well. Master began to purify my body when I just started to learn the exercises. Every day, a hard object the size of a grain came out of my eyes. After a month or so, I could see clearly. Soon, all my other ailments were gone. From then on, I never had to take medicine. I have been healthier than most young people. My children no longer needed to take care of me or buy medicine for me. As a result, they could focus on their work and be successful in their careers. At that time, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, was already persecuting Falun DAFA. When my children first learned I was practicing, they were frightened and asked me to stop. I asked them to read the main text of Falun Gong, Juan Falun. I said, "Children, read the book and find out what Falun Gong is. Don't listen to the CCP's propaganda because it's all lies." My children read the book and realized that Falun DAFA teaches people to be good. They witnessed the changes in my body. My family said Falun DAFA was amazing, and they no longer interfered with my practice. My husband was particularly bad-tempered. He got into trouble with people everywhere he went. He suffered from severe diabetes and epilepsy and visited many hospitals, but nothing helped. I told my son, "Persuade your father to practice Falun DAFA since hospitals can't help him." My son agreed and asked my husband to practice. Since my husband had run out of options, he decided to practice. Now all his illnesses are gone, and he is kind to people. After all these years, my children saw the changes in me, and they all believe in Falun DAFA and support my practice. My son and daughter-in-law have withdrawn from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. They also told their friends the truth about Falun DAFA and the persecution. Part 2. Telling the Truth Through Thick and Thin. I firmly believe in Master and the Fa. When Master told us to clarify the truth about the persecution and save people, I immediately started to do it. I went out to public places and explained the facts to people. I have continued to do so nearly every day. Although the persecution is brutal, as long as people understand the truth, they agree to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Some days, I have persuaded more than 40 people to renounce the party and its youth organizations. I have no fear, and I talk to people with all my heart. I specifically look for CCP members and clarify the truth to them, because they are poisoned the most. I go to the beach in the summer because there are many people. I usually go from tent to tent and talk to groups of people. Many young people have pure hearts and are waiting for the truth. They agreed to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. I go out every day to talk to people about Falun Dafa, rain or shine. Since Master told me to save people, I do. Many people have been blessed after they understood the truth. A newspaper stand owner accepted a pamphlet with information about Falun Dafa. He repeatedly said the 9 special words, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. He later told me that his business flourished and his newspaper stand had the most business in the neighborhood. There are many other stories of people who were blessed after they understood the truth. Some people have listened to the CCP's lies and are deeply poisoned, and that's why practitioners risk their lives to tell people the facts of the persecution. The most common question people ask me is, the CCP pays our wages, so why are you trying to tear down the party? I say, where did the CCP get the money to pay you? Isn't it from the taxes it collects from us? You earned your salary through hard work. Heaven will eliminate the CCP because it did so many bad things. Please quit it to stay safe. Most people agree. Master told us to be good people, so I think of others in every way. Once I met a woman whose residential community was locked down suddenly while she was away from home. She couldn't go home or go anywhere else. She didn't have any money because the lockdown happened without notice. I gave her all the money in my pocket to help her out, and she was extremely grateful. Master often gave hints and encourages me to save more people. Once I was telling the facts about Dafa at the beach and noticed many places were dirty. I didn't want my shoes to get dirty, so I wanted to go elsewhere. I tripped and fell when I was just about to leave. I immediately understood that this was because Master did not want me to give up on the people there. I stayed and talked to many people that day. I can't write, so sometimes the people I talk to write down their names or their pseudonyms for me. Sometimes I draw a symbol on a piece of paper that I can remember. I then tell the other practitioners the names from memory so they can post them on the Quit the CCP website. I go out at night to distribute informational materials. One night, a car hit me and the bumper was crushed. However, I stood firmly on the road and just felt a little pain in my back. I told the driver, don't be afraid. I am a Falun Dafa practitioner. I won't ask you for money. I'm fine. I continued distributing truth clarification materials as usual. When I got home, my back no longer hurt. I cherish every copy of informational materials because practitioners risk their lives and spend their own money to print them. Whenever I distribute pamphlets, I think, let those who read this pamphlet learn the truth. Part 3, Helping Other Practitioners. My celestial eye opened after I'd been practicing for about 2 years. I usually don't talk about what I see in other dimensions. I once begged Master to close it, but I soon saw a telescope. I was enlightened that it meant I could use it as long as I used it correctly. Sometimes Master let me see that fellow practitioners were in danger so I could help them. Once I saw a fellow practitioner lying on a stretcher when I was sending forth righteous thoughts. I realized she might be in a critical situation. I immediately asked other practitioners to visit her. She felt unwell and her situation was critical. We stayed there and sent righteous thoughts for a long time. It didn't take long for her to recover. Part 4. Practice diligently. I have a very tight schedule. I go out to tell people the facts about Dafa in the morning, read the teachings with other practitioners in the afternoon, and distribute materials in the evenings. Every night I send forth righteous thoughts for more than an hour. Listen to 2 lectures of Master's teachings and go to bed at 1 a.m. I only sleep for about 2 hours and then get up at 3 a.m. to do the exercises. Master watches over me very closely. He gives me hints in my dreams when I don't cultivate my character. Sometimes the heater in my home leaked when I had loopholes in cultivation. It immediately stopped leaking when I corrected myself. Once my husband yelled at me and I didn't realize that this was a good chance for me to improve. I complained to my son about it, and the heater leaked immediately. I soon realized I was wrong and didn't meet the standard of DAFA. As soon as I understood why this happened, the heater stopped leaking. I often listen to Mingwei Radio and am moved by fellow practitioners' stories. I find my gaps and my attachments by listening to their experiences. For example, after all these years, I still can't read or write due to my mindset of relying on others. I cherish the opportunity to practice Falun Dafa. I hope people can learn about the truth of Falun Dafa and thus choose a bright future. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.